Yes. 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 Welcome. Welcome to the Gritty Knows Best Halloween special. That's right. Oh, yeah. Everybody's been waiting for this. Everybody's been waiting for this, especially me and my co-host for the night. What up? Hope you're doing well. Hope your October is going well. We have 4 more days until the big day, until Halloween. And fun fact, if you don't know, Halloween is on a Saturday this year, and there will also be a full blue moon. So that means that some crazy shit might go down this year since it's on a weekend and you got the full moon. So somebody might get stabbed. Somebody might get eaten by a fucking werewolf. I don't know what's going to happen. So make sure you stay indoors and stay safe because some spooky stuff might go down. If you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you should know by now that I absolutely love Halloween. Everything about it, every tradition, whether you're talking about carving pumpkins, dressing up, watching the movies, eating candy, I do it all. I love it all. And personally, for me, I've always had this feeling as a kid that there's some sort of energy or some sort of vibe that descends upon the planet when it's Halloween time. I've always felt like something in my bones or something in my gut when I just know that it's Halloween time. I don't know if you feel the same way, but I absolutely love it. So we got a great Halloween special tonight. A lot to do, a lot to talk about, a lot to get into. But before we do that, let me introduce you to our friend here who is joining us for our Halloween party. It is none other than the only guy that shares the same love for Halloween as me. I'm talking about our boy, Dre.
What up?
That's right.
It was good.
Dre, tell him what you're dressed like today.
I'm in a Halloween spirit. Got my robe on, got my hood on, and I look like Little Red Riding Hood.
That's right, you look like Little Red Riding Hood, and you look great.
Thank you.
Okay, so tonight, we have a few things to do. We're going to get into some ghost stories, of course. We did 3 ghost stories on the last episode, but on this episode, I'm going to be telling you some ghost stories that are personal to me. One is from me. One is from my dad and my mom. I got a few from them. And then I have some from some friends. So I will be playing those. Those people actually recorded some audio for me. So I'm going to be telling you some, and then I will be playing some. We're also going to be getting into some Halloween music. And don't worry, you're not going to be hearing the Monster Mash and Thriller and all the other bullshit that you usually hear. No, we're going underground. All right, we're going to listen to some real deal Halloween music, the music that I listen to on Halloween. So if you are interested in that, then get ready. And then at the end, me and Dre will be sitting down doing like a sort of Halloween Q&A, if you will. We're going to be talking to each other about all things Halloween, what our favorite costume is, what our favorite tradition is, all kinds of great stuff. So now that we got the intro out of the way, we're going to get into the ghost stories. But before that, let's get into some music. We're going to hit you with a little bit of Halloween music to start off with, and then we're going to come back with some ghost stories.
Okay, I understand you guys are pleading insanity, claiming demonic spirits possess you to do these hideous murders. Can you please explain to this court how these so-called spirits made you into these raving madmen?
Bear witness as I exercise my exorcism. The evil that lurks within, the sin, the terrorism. Possessed by evil spirits, voices from the dead. I come forth with gravediggers and a head full of dread. I've been examined ever since I was semen. They took a sonogram and seen the image of a demon. At birth, nurses surrounded me with needles and drugged me all up with the diseases of evil. Grew up in hell, now I dwell in an Islamic temple. I'm fighting a holy war in the mental. Look deep in my eyes, you see visions of death. Possessed by homicide is what I am obsessed. Giving niggas brain dimples. Dragging their asses on my hook by their temples. The cause of death is unknown to the cops. Cause when I kill them, I'm not leaving one element to our tops. First I'll assassinate him, and then I cremate him. Then take all of his fucking ashes and evaporate him. Or creep through the graveyard and hunt down your tombstone. Dig up your skeleton and stomp all your fucking bones. You try to haunt me, nigga, I ain't trying to hear it. Buck, 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 I give your ass a Holy Spirit.
Oh,
Adam's explanation.
Into the realms of understanding, and take good heed, or you could bleed while I'm scanning. Three stages of pure hell, 60 cages of red cells. Shh, raindrops hit the pales. Path is dull and narrow, you're stalked by a shadow. I pierced your skull with a fucking arrow. So narrow, only one could enter at a time. Stuck in the center, read the signs. A thousand doors to choose, you better hurry. Don't stop, shit is getting hot as a pot of curry. On your right side, there's fire. Your left, deep waters. Watch your step, there's deep waters. What's that coming through the floor? Is a claw. Psh, took his fucking ass to the fucking core. Stroll through the dark conditions. I stone you till I see sparks and frictions. I chop you like a coal miner. Then combine the drug and mix it with your blood. Some more, I give you some more and watch you crawl. Guts hit the floor, worms exit your pores. I trick you, ha, then I'm quick to syringe. Deep between my thoughts that bust out your skin. You scream, portraits of inflictable pain. You can't stand, you're up to your hands in quicksand. You're sinking and sinking deep into the earth. Thoughts was possessed since the first day of birth. My mental says, it's my turn to possess the matter. Stab you with a dagger up Jacob's ladder. Thoughts become shattered, confused and tragic. Fiery thoughts of grave diggers. What shall I show you stop? What shall I show you stop? What shall I show you stop?
I'm sick in the head, so I tried to kill a priest. I'm thinking of excuses instead of killing me. The symptoms of insanity's got me going psycho. Friday the 13th, just like Michael. If I get wrecked, then I wreck when I wreck it. When I might check, 1, 2, when I check it. Looking for excuses just to get ill. How many pigs can one man kill? Many, plenty, all is any. A pity for your thoughts, but death is what you bought from a public enemy, public figure. Keeping my hands on the trigger like a rusty razor, but I'll phase you like a taser. Think of malice green and then I get deja vu. Then I get voodoo wicked. Slide a rusty razor across your throat, then I stick it. Get my man kick, tick tock tick when the heater go click. And by the way, man, goddamn, you better murder me, man.
Hope you enjoyed that little bit of Halloween music. Now, let's get into one of me and Dre's favorite traditions, ghost stories. We love creepypastas, but there's something to a real ghost story that you just can't beat. So, let's see what first... Oh, first, let me just tell you about some personal ones. So, I don't really have any ghost stories of my own per se. You would think that maybe I'd be in abandoned buildings every week and in cemeteries with ghost equipment, but I'm actually not. I plan on it. Travel Channel should hit me up with a contract to do a show, because I definitely will. Would you do the show with me, Dre?
It depends on where we're going.
Would you come to Dracula's Castle with me?
Yeah, I'll go there.
You'll go to Transylvania.
Yeah, that's
and you're going to be in Dracula's Castle with me in the dead of night. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm glad. Would you do the Ouija board with me?
Nah, I'm not doing okay. No Ouija boards.
Well, I have a Ouija board story, so I'm sure you're going to like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really have no real paranormal experiences per se. One that I had, I don't even remember. The biggest one, I don't even remember. I was a kid and I had went into my grandmother's house and I said, oh, I was just talking to this guy in the hallway. He had a blue uniform on. And my grandma was like, a guy with a blue uniform? What the fuck are you talking about? So she went outside and nobody was there. But then that's when they figured out that I was most likely talking to my grandfather. Because then he said, oh, my name is Pop-Pop, whatever. And then I was like, oh, I think I said, yeah, his name is, he said his name was Pop-Pop, whatever. So I had seen the ghost of my grandfather as a kid, and some of the other kids in the house had seen my grandfather as well. Also, in my house, I haven't seen any of this, but I think my sister has seen this, but my mom and dad for sure have seen a black shadow figure walking around the house over the years. My mom used to sleep on the couch over there in my living room, Dre. And you know how my couch faces the hallway? Like if you're sleeping on my couch, you could see the hallway, which I used to be scared of at night. I used to sleep in the living room sometimes. I used to think somebody's going to come down the hallway. But my mom actually did see stuff in the hallway. She would see a black shadow guy coming out of the bathroom going towards my dad's room, or my mom and dad's room. And then my dad would tell me that I think it only happened once. That he turned over and he saw on my mom's side, which was vacant because she was on the couch, there was a black shadow guy standing by the window. So this guy has been kind of around the house over the years. Oh, and I have one more with my dad. So me and my dad went to Eastern State Penitentiary, which is now like basically a historical landmark. And at night in October, they do haunted house tours where they have an attraction. But in the daytime, you can do a regular historical tour. So while me and my dad were doing the day tour, I was with his friend and his friend's daughter, and my dad said he needed to go to the bathroom. So my dad went to the bathroom, but when he came back, he was like, yo, I was in the prison yard, and I was walking up to the bathroom, and I hear this guy behind me, like, trying to keep pace with me, and basically it sounds like he's trying to beat me to the bathroom. So my dad starts running to the bathroom because he really got to go. So he runs. He ends up beating this guy to the bathroom. But out of curiosity, he just turned around once he got to the door to see who the guy was. And there was absolutely nobody there. So that's really my paranormal experiences and the ones of my family. I think my dad may have some more. But let's get into our first Halloween story. This one comes from Ben Scrivens. If you didn't hear that episode, I think it's three episodes back by now, my friend Ben Scrivens graced us with his presence on the podcast, and we talked about a bunch of topics. But after I shut the audio off, I asked him if he had a few ghost stories, and he did. So I turned the machine back on, and I recorded some. So here is what Ben had to say about his apparently haunted warehouse.
So I don't know if you know this, but our warehouse is in an old city morgue.
Didn't know that. I mean, it's kind of fitting for Fright Rags.
It is, and it wasn't by design. I was literally looking for a new office, and this place came up, and I didn't think I could afford it because I really liked it, and it was kind of pricey. The rent was, and when I looked at it, the landlord who owned the building was like, well, it used to be the city morgue, and I was like, oh my God, it's amazing. But we were able to work out a deal and move in 7 years ago. I mean, I would have wanted the place anyway, but the fact that it was a morgue was awesome. So we move in the old morgue. It doesn't look like the old morgue anymore. On the outside, I have pictures of it from when it was the morgue, like a long time ago. It was built in like 1920, I think, but it hasn't been the morgue for 50 years or something. So anyway, a couple things have happened. So number one, you know, we moved in there. So all the stuff we brought in from our old warehouse, including the radio that we would have playing in the warehouse. And so this new building or building that we're in now, the morgue, is the warehouse, and then our offices are above it upstairs. Well, we have this radio in the warehouse, and it just liked to turn on and change stations to like a jazz station or something. It never did that before. It's a digital radio, so I guess anything could happen, but it never did that before, and it would turn on and change stations on us. So that is one thing. Second thing happened a couple of years after we moved in. I was up in my office, and we're on a side street, and it's pretty quiet. And outside my office, I can see the entire side of the parking lot next to it, which is very open. Out, I can see the street out in front of me, and it was the summer too. You could hear everything outside. I mean, I've heard people sitting out on the bench outside my office talking during a workday. So, I mean, the windows are thin, right? And so two of the guys from the warehouse come upstairs and they walk in, and I was talking to somebody in my office, and they come in, they're like, are you guys okay? They were like ashen, like totally like gray. I'm like, yeah, why? They're like, we just heard someone scream, help me. I'm like, what are you talking about? Someone scream, help me. Like, we would have, if someone screamed anything, we would have heard it. And they had already gone outside and looked around the building and up, down the street, and there was nobody. Someone just screamed, help me, and they heard it in the warehouse. So the last thing that's happened was, well, we have weird things happen once in a while, but the last major sort of thing that happened was I was actually moving into our new house here a few years ago. So I wasn't in the office. I was going to be gone for a few days because we were moving. Well, I get a call from my warehouse supervisor, and he was like, hey, were you in the warehouse last night? I'm like, no, like I've been moving. Like I haven't been to the office at all. He's like, we found something on the floor. Now where our warehouse is, there's all these racks, and then we have some stations, and then we have like a kitchenette area. And in between the kitchenette area and the proper warehouse proper is a decent size open floor. Right in the middle of that floor was a puddle of blood. Now, nothing had dripped from the ceiling. We checked it out. We also have motion sensors in the warehouse. So if there's any movement detected, the alarm will go off. So it couldn't have been an animal, and there was no trace of blood anywhere. And the alarms never went off, and they were never turned off during the middle of the night. So it turned off and turned back on. And it wasn't there when he left or anybody else left, but it was there when he got there that morning. And it was blood. I saw it. It was not ketchup or barbecue sauce or whatever else. And it was not near the microwave or anywhere. It was like in the middle of the freaking floor. I honestly have no explanation. I really don't. So those are the few things that have happened. It's so funny. Like once in a great while, things will move, like fall off the shelf. But, you know, you can kind of explain them. But there are times where I'm like, that was like in a bin. There's no way it just flopped out. Like, how did that happen? You know, when I talk about them, they sound made up, but they weren't. And that literally happened. And I have not seen anything personally. Like, again, I've maybe seen something fall. Like we were talking about a ghost in the warehouse one day, just talking about something. And all of a sudden, literally one of our socks fell off on the floor. And I was like, I mean, I guess maybe it could have been leaning up in a way that fall, but that was weird that it happened at that moment and they were in the bin. But these things they did happen, and there are, you know, we have witnesses, you know what I mean? It wasn't just one person or whatever. It's multiple people that have seen these things. So
what'd you think of that?
That blood story? That was crazy.
Hell yeah. When he told me that, I was like, blood? I've heard of a lot of things. I've never heard of blood on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of like plasma, like ghost plasma, but that I don't even know if that's real. Blood?
Yeah.
Of mysteriously appearing on the floor?
That is crazy. I didn't think the third story was going to be crazier than I just heard help me.
I have a theory.
What?
Yes, it may have been a city, it may have been a morgue. Mm-hmm. But I think Ben should go in the records and see if there was a murder there. Because if he's hearing oh, help me, and there's blood on the floor. Maybe that's a residual haunting. I think that's what they call it. A residual haunting where, like, it replays. Like, an event, mm-hmm. a tragic event will replay over and over again in the place. Maybe that's what it is.
It could be. Because that's what it sounds like. Help me, and then you see blood on the floor.
That's right. Shit is falling off. I mean, now that's not really residual when you get to stuff falling off and stuff happening in real time. But that was pretty cool. I like that. Let's get into one that was sent in from an anonymous party. Somebody would like to remain anonymous, so we will call her Barbara for tonight. So Barbara sent in a story about a haunted prison. Barbara works in a prison, and this is kind of a ghost story within a ghost story, because Barbara says that when she got the job, maybe not immediately, but she eventually heard about this CO in training, and years ago, this CO in training was making his rounds during count, you know, when you count the inmates and see if everybody's where they're supposed to be. So while he was making his rounds, he went to the old chapel and he saw an inmate, or what appeared to be an inmate, praying on the, the pew. An inmate was praying on the pew, right?
The fuck is a pew?
I think it's another thing that you lean, that you knee on. I think that's what it is. So anyway, The inmate is leaning on the pew. And the CEO walks up to him and he's like, hey, you can't be here. You know, it's count time. You got to get the hell out of here. And the inmate does not respond. So the CEO in training walks over to him, puts his hand on him, and the inmate just disappears. And so did the CEO, because he went right to the office on his first day and said, I'm getting the hell out of here. Right. His first day, he sees a ghost, turned his badge in, and he got the fuck out of Dodge. So that was interesting. So she heard that story, whatever. And then one day, she's making her rounds in the same area in the old chapel, and she hears her name clearly whispered in her ear. But she did not quit. She stayed. Because in my opinion, there's a lot of scarier things to worry about when you're working in a prison. I'll take a ghost any day.
What would you do if you heard your name whispered like that?
If I was working in a prison, or just in general?
If you was working in a prison.
I wouldn't be, I mean.
And there's nobody around.
I don't know. I wouldn't be that. Like I said, there's scarier things to worry about when you're working in a prison. I don't think I'd be too worried about a haunting.
What about in general?
I've always wanted to work in a haunted place. Because my theory is, you go there, you can experience that, and then go home. Like, I can go there and see all the spooky stuff I want to see, and then I can go home. It's not living with me.
What follows you home?
Well, I got stuff for that. Listen, we all thought I was cursed that night that I went to the cemetery, okay? If you didn't hear that episode that we're referring to, that one's pretty far back. I think it's episode 6 or 5. It was called Am I Haunted? Go listen to that. Me and Dre did that episode about the time that I snuck into the cemetery with my friend. And I came back and a bunch of crazy stuff started happening. So if you're in the mood for some more spooky stuff after this, go listen to that episode. So that was a nice story. What would you do? You work somewhere, you heard something whispering in your damn ear. Your own name.
And there's nobody around? I probably would have quit like that first guy.
I wouldn't have quit.
I would have probably bitched on and quit.
I mean, shit happens. I think I'm more worried about getting stabbed than a ghost. So, our final story for the night. This is the granddaddy of them all. This is about a Ouija board experience that my friend Laurel Miller had. Okay, we all know Laurel, Clay's mom, great woman, and she blessed me with this beautiful story that she recorded for me earlier this month, and now we will listen to her experience messing with a Ouija board.
When I was in my early 20s, I worked in a group home. And obviously, we should have been working, right? We should have been working. We should not have been playing Ouija. But the individuals that we cared for were all in bed. They were sleeping, you know, like dishes done, laundry's in. And we had a couple hours to go till the end of the shift. And I was like, hey, guys, you want to play Ouija? So I created a Ouija board on the big dining room table. And so me and all my coworkers were gathered around there. And we started playing Ouija. And we started getting answers. And we were like, well, who are you? The person that we were talking to. And I remember specifically that he called himself a toy cop. And we were like, oh, like a security guard. And he said, yes. And he said where he worked. I think he said Caldor or something like that. And it was untrue, because the year that he said he died, Caldor wasn't even there. Like, that wasn't a thing at the time. So he was lying, or people in the group were pushing the Ouija thing around the board, you know, and we were believing it. But the reason that I know that there was something beyond just people playing a game and, you know, maybe somebody steering the Ouija board in one direction or another, was because at some point he started saying really crazy demonic things, this spirit that we were talking to. And I remembered my mother telling me when she took the Ouija board away that you could always surround yourself with the white light of Jesus Christ. And, you know, you can say in the name of Jesus, get out of here to anything that you are scared of. She told me that as a teenager. And here I am in my early 20s. And I said something to the effect of, in the name of Jesus, go away. And the whatever we were using as the piece that you put your hands on, it flew across the table and we all physically went with it, like whoosh, like pulled every single one of us. And we were all in shock. Now, anybody could have been moving that board, but nobody could have pulled us all across the table at the same time with that kind of force. It was crazy. And then after that, I was telling my best friend Danielle about what had happened on the phone. And this is the age of landlines, right? This is the late 80s. So I'm on the landline phone at work and I'm like, you're never going to believe this happened. And she's like, are you sure? Blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, this sounds so scary. And all of a sudden there's crackling in the phone and then the phone goes dead. After that, anytime I talk to Danielle, the phone would go dead. So now time goes on and all kinds of weird stuff is happening. Like, you know, electrical disruptions. I can't talk to anybody on the phone, but nobody else is having a problem. And I only have a problem if it's a personal call, and especially Danielle. I'm at my mom's one day and I'm like, you know, you told me not to play with Ouija, blah, blah, blah. I'm like probably hanging out with my mom for a little while. I didn't live with her, like probably helping her fold the laundry or whatever. And her VCR was on. And she's like, you know, honey, it's probably just your imagination. And all of a sudden, the VCR just goes dead. Like you hear, and it stops. And we both looked at it. And I was like, I told you, it's real. So I'm, again, trying to tell my friend Danielle about this. The phone is constantly cutting off, all these electrical disruptions, noises, weird things dropping. So Danielle and I are ready to go into a club one night. And we're sitting in a parking lot, you know, I don't know, we're in our early 20s. So we're probably like putting on lipstick in the rearview mirror and BSing, right? Sitting in the car and we have the radio on. And I'm like, this is really freaking me out, Danny. This is, you know, all this stuff is happening. And she's like, Laurel, you know, maybe it's just your imagination. Maybe it's just a bunch of different things. Maybe there's just something wrong with the phone. It's all it could be all coincidence. She's like, I'm getting a little scared, but I don't think it's real. And at that moment, the radio shut off dead. And she was like, ah, I believe. Okay, I believe. I'm sorry. I said I didn't believe. It's real. I don't want this around. So we didn't have Google back then. You know, there was no Google, there was no Facebook. There was like no way to find out information except old fashioned looking stuff up. So I started going to the library and I started going to bookstores and used bookstores and talking to people and researching, like old timey researching, what do you do when you've invited a demon into your life, right? And I think this is a public service announcement. Everybody needs to do this. And I think it's much easier than you would think. I mean, I know it's much easier than you would think. And I think this could like apply to a lot of things in life besides demons. You have to tell it to go away and mean it. And it's as simple as that. So once I understood that, we had a conversation, like just me and him. And I was like, look, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I'm done. I've had it. You got to go. Bye. And after that, things would happen. Lights would flicker. You know, there would be more electrical disruptions with things. There would be issues with the phone. Stuff would drop off of shelves, whatever. And when it happened, I would be like, I'm not paying attention to you. I said, go. Bye. And that was it. As long as I didn't feed the fire, it got bored and it went away, or it wasn't getting the attention it needed and it went away. And that was the end of my ghost. Sometimes you just got to know when to say goodbye.
Girl, bye. That's what you got to tell him. Say girl, bye.
What you got to do?
What'd you think of that, man?
Imagine when she was telling the story, like once it was over, all of my equipment just cut off.
All of my equipment?
Yeah, like all your equipment, my laptop turned off, everything.
I remember we worried about that during the haunted episode.
Yeah, we were.
Because remember, my equipment did mess up. Mm-hmm. When we recorded the Am I Haunted episode, it was a full moon that night, and we were like, oh my God, watch, something's going to happen while we're recording this. Nothing happened while we were recording, but I remember when I went to go turn my system off, I think I turned it back on or something like that to check something, and the screen was glitched out.
Yeah, I remember that
It
too.
Never happened again. I think it happened the next time, but it never happened, like, basically after I recorded that. Once that episode was put out, I never had that problem with the system again. I thought you were going to say, like, oh, imagine while she's telling the story, like, her fucking mug just flies up and crashes in the air or something, like, crashes on the table or something.
That would be crazy. Or your pumpkin just fell on the floor.
What'd you think of that story?
So in the beginning of the story, I was like, it's okay. Like, somebody could have been playing a prank on her.
Yeah.
But once you said the shit flew across the room, I was like,
that they all flew across the room.
Yeah. They all flew across the room. I was like, damn.
Like, it's out of a movie. I love that story, man. She told me that years ago, and I was just in shock. Now, Laurel's a trustworthy person, so I believe this story. I wouldn't play it on the show. I definitely believe this story. I remember she had told me a few other ones after that, and funny enough, we were talking about, I don't know if anybody knows what the Dybbuk box is, but it's like a haunted artifact. I think this was around the same time we were talking about the story. I was telling her, I was doing research on the Dybbuk box. And once we got into talking about all this stuff, and once I started talking about the Dybbuk box, the light started flickering in the office. That light never flickered before, and it didn't flicker after that. We were just like, you ever heard about the haunted box? And just freaky, man.
That's crazy.
She did touch on a few things that they usually do say, though. Like, they usually say, okay, if you're going to go into a haunted place and some stuff starts going down, imagine yourself surrounded by glowing white light. Call on Jesus' name. So they do say that. So that she was ahead of the curve on that one. They've been saying that for years. And they do say, if something's bothering you, like in terms of a ghost, you got to, like, A, tell it to go away. Tell it can't be around, and ignore it. Don't feed into it, because then that's what it wants, is your attention. So, interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting story. Listen, if Eddie didn't tell me that ghost story all these years ago, that would be my favorite one. But for some reason, even though his story, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it was the Phantom story on the previous episode I did, that's got to be my favorite right there. I mean, it's so simple. Like, hers is something out of a movie, which is, like, you would assume this would be my favorite one. But Eddie's is so simple, and I was like, we were all on that same campus. I could just picture that happening, and that's one of the freaky ones. The guy walked through the fucking wall. I don't know. For some reason, I like that one the best, but this was a badass story, man.
I like this one, too.
We hope you did, too. So that's basically it for the ghost stories. I didn't want to do too many stories because, maybe everybody isn't, like, as big of a fan of ghost stories. So we got you, what, 3 or 4 here? Hopefully you like those. What we're going to do now is we're going to continue this Halloween party. We're going to play another block of music. And when we come back, me and Dre will be doing a Q&A. We're going to be questioning each other all about our favorite day, Halloween. See you in a second.
It's about 7:30 and Mr. Bones is about to smoke. Finna ride by, peep the crib of an old coat. Legend has it that his shit is possessed. Marks on his chest, tied up as a devil blessed. Unholy sanctuary killed him, his wife, and his daughter Mary. Leaving visions of a bloodstain, nothing more. Hope he doesn't have a flashback. Open the door to the passage of the men from whom I spoke. Can you see the smoke thicken? I begin to choke. Daydreaming is a fucked up thing, you see. Where the fuck is Bones? He's supposed to get me.
Trick-or-treated to death tonight. You don't know what death is.
Devils exist.
Been trick-or-treated to death tonight.
You don't know what death is.
Devils exist.
Been trick-or-treated to death tonight.
You don't know what death is.
Devils exist.
You don't know what death is.
8 o'clock on the dot. Out the door and in my ride. Put your knife on the dashboard inside. Blood stains in the backseat. Rolling in a cracked up car, probably stolen, but I don't know. Because I left my mind in El Segundo. Rolling deep with the skeleton mask on my face. About a half hour late from picking up hectic. But my car stalled. Shit. Fuck it.
Been trick-or-treated to death tonight.
You don't know what death is.
Devils exist.
Been trick-or-treated to death tonight.
You don't know what death is.
devils exist?
Been trick-or-treated to death tonight.
You don't know what death is.
Devils exist?
You don't know what death is. You don't know what death is.
836 niggas at my door, ready to go. Here we go off trick-or-treating, bro. Doray me, fa so low, ti-da. If I die, then I'm dead, bitch. Hop in the back seat, rolling three. Gang signs up and down on G Street. And we off to the men they call Uncle Creepy. And when I get there, make sure that he can't beat me. Cause I'm scared with my bag in my hand. What's the plan? Motherfuckers, what's the plan?
One of y'all motherfuckers go up there.
I ain't going up there, bitch.
Hey, fuck it.
Come on, dog. Man, go, man. Shit.
Up the stairs. Knock, knock on the door. Ring the bell. Trick or treat. Oh, shit. Dead that nigga, though.
Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. It's a dog eat dog world.
Nigga, fuck that. My black ass back from the grave. Fucked up is how we behave. Where the fuck you think you running to? Everywhere your bitch ass turn, I'm in front of you. Motherfuckers wanna scream, but they choke. Pissing on theyself when I raise that throat. Grab your bitch to suck dick while I smoke. Then hang your bitch using tape and rope. Gone, motherfucker, take two to the head. Don't give a fuck, villain already dead. Already bled, list the names. All on the ass, nigga, fuck these games. Here to cause pain, pay back a bitch. When niggas gotta beg, not to be filled up with lead. Time for me to fuck up, then villain get the fuck out. Leave you stuck out, leave your fucking eyes plucked out.
When we came upon the street and didn't see a single porch light, it must be where the goody-goodies live, thinking that they too good to give candy to little kids. I'm not little or a child by any means, but I brought my pillowcase and I'm down for the trick-or-treats. No treats means tricks for y'all. I got an axe in a bag that'll shatter your skull. Hoping I'ma be more precise with mine. I'm thinking underneath the jaw, take them at the neckline. One good swing with a thug to follow. Leave them Ebenezer Drain, a legend of Sleepy Hollow. That's a lot of blood. You gon' wanna get a towel and wrap it around your neck like a makeshift cowl. Blood clots up in 3 minutes flat. You done wasted two of them lying dead on your back.
Knock, knock. Open up the door.
Or we kick that bitch in, leave it dead on the floor.
I'ma fly a stone.
Or I'ma take that bitch home.
And put a candle up his nose and watch this shit glow.
Come on, knock, knock.
The window works too.
Okay, thank you to everybody who submitted their ghost story, Laurel, Ben, and the anonymous Barbara. Now, on to the Halloween Q&A. Dre, do you like that music? That nice Halloween music?
Yeah, it's getting me into the Halloween spirit.
Getting you into the Halloween spirit is right. I'm sure none of you have ever heard any of that stuff, but if you have, let me know. And let me know if you know what that song is that I just played in the middle. By MC Ren. Well, it's not by MC Ren. It's by Snoop Dogg. But it's for a special horror movie that me and Dre watched earlier. We watched it last month, right? Don't say
the
name.
Yeah, that was last month.
Yeah. So if anybody could tell me what song that is, hit me up at It's Gritty Bitch on Instagram or Twitter. All right. Time to talk about the best day ever, Dre. You've gotten the questions texted to you already, so hopefully you've let this roll around in your head for a little while. Some of these questions may be difficult. I don't know if I don't even know if I have an answer for the last question. So, question number one. What is your favorite movie to watch during the Halloween season?
That's an easy one. It's Halloween. I was just watching Halloween 4.
Halloween or Halloween 4?
Halloween 4.
How about a second? I know you don't watch Halloween.
To be specific, Halloween 4. I was just watching Halloween 4. H2O came on, 4 and Whack Ass Resurrection.
Yeah, I remember your dad was watching it, right?
Yeah.
He loved Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad and my sister are the only fans of Resurrection I know. They're the only people that like it.
He loves Busta Rhymes. He's funny in that movie.
He was funny, but it was trash. Mm-hmm. And there's no way Busta Rhymes should be punking out Michael Myers. What the hell was that about? That movie sucks. But Halloween 4 is your favorite movie to watch on Halloween.
Yeah, me and my sister was just watching it. We was just talking about how it's our favorite movie.
Let me tell you, Dre. You know we share the same love for Halloween 4. But I will say this. I am a huge... I did basically two fucking episodes about Michael Myers. The Ben episode, half of that was about Michael Myers. And then we did the All About Michael Myers episode. So you would assume that my answer would be one of the Halloween movies, but it is not. My favorite movie to watch on Halloween, or like very close to Halloween, I actually watched it today, is Trick or Treat. That is my favorite Halloween-themed movie.
Yeah, that's another good movie.
That movie is just so amazing. If you've never seen Trick or Treat, please go watch it. It is one of those movies that I love where it's like multiple stories going on in the same movie. It's a bunch of killing. You got some, I don't think there's any ghosts in there, but you got a bunch of killing. You got some other supernatural beings actually in there. It's amazing. A bunch of cool stuff goes on Halloween night. You got the little pumpkin guy, Sam. I don't want to give away too much if you haven't seen it, but you should have seen it by now. But if you haven't, go and watch Trick or Treat. You got 4 days to get ready for Halloween. So that should be on your list of things to do. Before we move on to the next question, I did want to speak about some new movies that I watched recently that I actually enjoyed very much. I went on my Amazon, actually not my Amazon. Roxanne gave me her password to her Shudder. So shout out to Roxanne for these two. And I watched The Mortuary Collection and The Cleansing Hour. Now, Dre, you have to watch The Mortuary Collection. We already discussed this. You haven't seen it yet, but you need to see it.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it tomorrow.
It is, to me, a great movie. The third story is a little slow, but you can get into it. By the end, the ending is pretty good, but what a great movie. It's another one of those movies I was talking about, like Trick or Treat. There's a bunch of stories in it. And the ending to me, the twist at the end, is phenomenal. I did not expect it. I mean, maybe not the very end. If you've seen it, it's not the very end twist. It's the one where the girl is babysitting the kid. That twist was phenomenal to me. The production was done very well. A guy gave birth to a monster baby out of his dick. So, I mean, I spoiled one part right there, but I feel like that needed to be said to prompt you to go watch it. A man gave birth to a monster out of his penis, Dre. If that doesn't entice you to go watch this movie, I don't know what will. And there's many more. There's many more twists and turns and surprises. So, and lessons. There's like a good lesson in there, I believe. In the beginning, one of my favorite stories is the first one. So please go watch The Mortuary Collection. There's a creepy old guy in there that plays the funeral home director. He plays the mortician. What a good movie. Glad I got to see it, because I was actually going to kind of skip it. Remember, we were looking at it, and I was like, oh, it looks like a kid's movie. Mm-hmm. It's not a kid's movie at all. It looked like a kid's movie, but it's not. People die. People are getting fucked up. Another movie I got to see, I think it was the same night, was The Cleansing Hour. This is another one of my favorites because it talks about demons and spirits. And if you know me, I like those type of movies, the paranormal movies, paranormal activities, and I like people getting possessed and stuff. So this one was about a live TV show. So kind of like Halloween Resurrection, actually. It was about a TV show that these guys shoot, but none of it was real. They do exorcisms on live stream, but everybody's an actor. The priest, the people getting the exorcism, everybody is an actor, and they have pyrotechnics, and they got flames shooting at it everywhere. And then, of course, on the exorcism that the movie really focuses on, it becomes a real exorcism. The girl is possessed for real. And they start getting, and I'm telling you, every 5 minutes is a new twist. You think it's over. You think it's over, and then it's not. You think it's over, and then it's not. And the ending, Dre, fantastic. You got to watch the ending. You got to see the movie.
I got you.
It's long. It's a long movie, but they keep you engaged. The guy's getting the head from a ghost. I mean, there's a lot. The demon makes the guy do the hokey pokey naked on glass on live stream. It's a great movie. So in preparation for Halloween, or maybe if you got nothing to do, or if you having friends over, watch that on Halloween if you want to watch a movie. Okay? Mortuary Collection, The Cleansing Hour. And I'm finally going to watch La Llorona. That movie looks like it's ass. But since I have your password for HBO Max, I'm going to watch it. Moving on. Next question. What is your favorite candy to eat on Halloween? When you were a child and you got your bag and you came home and you spilled your candy onto the table, what were you hoping you got the most of? What did you put in your mouth first? And what do you still love to this day? Did your taste change, by the way? Did you love something when you were a kid and now you like something different?
When I was younger, you know, like those strawberry candies?
Oh, the ones in the wrapper that looks like a strawberry?
Yeah.
You like that?
I love those.
Wow. But that's like a grandma candy.
Them shits is fire. My sister just told me, she just found out what they were, and she just told me, but I forgot. But every chocolate.
Every chocolate?
Yeah, like, except for Milky Way and Three Musketeers, but every other chocolate.
You don't like Three Musketeers?
I hate Three Musketeers.
What? I gotta go trick-or-treat with you. I'll take all your Three Musketeers.
I'll trade you for Three Musketeers for the Snickers.
You can take my Snickers. You can take my Snickers.
Bet.
It's funny that you said that she told you the name for the candy, because there's always that meme that says that nobody knows what that candy is called, but every grandma has it. So please. Yeah,
and I love that candy.
I don't remember if it tasted good, but I'm going to take your word for it. If you have some, bring me one.
I got you.
Mine, you already know, because I just ate one before I started re-recording. Kit Kat. The best. The wafer, the chocolate. I got an orange Kit Kat here. I got some glow-in-the-dark Kit Kats over there. I got a bunch of Kit Kats. Love them. Kit Kat's the best.
My brother, he used to be obsessed with Kit Kats.
Obsessed with Kit Kats?
Mm-hmm. That and Milky Way.
I never got into Milky Way. A runner-up is candy corn, but I can't eat as much candy corn as I can eat of Kit Kats. But I will tell you, there was that one Halloween that I had absolutely nothing to do, and I was so upset because nobody wanted to go out. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do right now? Like, nobody wanted to go out. So I stayed home, and I listened to ghost stories, and I cleaned out an entire bag of candy corn. Like, I fucking just wasted this thing. And my dentist was very appalled when I came back because my mouth was not looking too hot. Favorite tradition. There's many Halloween traditions. You have trick-or-treating, pumpkin carving, watching movies. I count that as one. Maybe pulling pranks. If you're in a gang, maybe it's slicing somebody's face. I don't know. So what exactly is Dre's favorite Halloween tradition?
Every year I take my nieces and nephews out. I love going trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating is your favorite? I knew that would be your favorite. And you have a plethora of nieces and nephews, so it's like every year you can go.
Yep, and I can't wait for my little nephew to get older. I'm taking him trick-or-treating every
year. You have generations to go.
I'm taking him trick-or-treating this year. He's not even one yet.
You're not retiring anytime soon from trick-or-treating.
Nope.
You are going on. I haven't been trick-or-treating in a long time.
Since you went with me.
Yeah, since I went with you, that I don't even remember that time. That was so dumb. Nobody probably heard this, but we did an extra episode of the podcast on the YouTube channel, Gritty World, and it was so stupid. I should have pulled it for this episode. I went on this whole rampage about how older people should not be trick-or-treating. Oh, man, you know, get a fucking life, bro. Y'all should be going to parties or something like that if you're 16. Then Dre enlightens me and tells me, he goes, do you remember like 2 years ago we went trick-or-treating with Eddie when I was 23? And I was like, that wasn't us. He was like, no, that was us. And then I was hit with the memory. The memory downloaded in my head, me and them going to the old lady's house and getting candy. And I felt like such a jackass. I was just totally shitting on everybody that goes trick-or-treating over the age of 16. Over the age of like 13, I think I said. And yeah, you just hit me with the truth. A truth bomb that I went trick-or-treating. I also went trick-or-treating in high school with Eddie and Clay in Tashim. So I did it twice. What a big hypocrite.
Yes, you are. And my second favorite tradition, I love watching movies as a family, just chilling around my couch.
With everybody?
We watch Halloween. Yeah. When I was younger, we used to watch Halloween Town and all that.
Halloween Town, yeah. My favorite Halloween tradition has to be carving pumpkins. I've carved 3 this year already. When I didn't think I was going to, because of all the stuff going on, I was like, where am I even going to get pumpkins? But I got blessed with a white pumpkin this year, which is actually something I've been wanting for years. My sister came home with 2 white pumpkins. She carved one. So I got to carve 3 pumpkins this year. One of them is also on the YouTube channel. You can watch in the vlog. I think it's the second vlog. At the end, I carved 2 big-ass pumpkins. So you can go check those out. Carving pumpkins has always been my favorite. I always get really impatient, though. So by the time I get to the mouth, I'm just like ripping it off. I'm just like fucking just trying to get through it, whatever. Just like just ripping and hacking and slashing. But I put on Trick or Treat in the background, got a coffee, and it is very relaxing. I'll sit there, and then it's like meditation. I'll start thinking about shit that I did like 10 years ago that pissed me off, whatever. It's very relaxing, but it makes me think. I get to think, and I get a beautiful pumpkin out of it. Next question. You didn't have an answer immediately, but do you have an answer for this one? What is your favorite Halloween song?
I knew that was going to be the next question. My favorite Halloween song, outside of Thriller, because that's a classic.
Wait till you hear what I got to tell you about that.
It was this guy, this YouTuber / podcaster.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
It's called The Mask, right?
The Mask?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to bring this up. Damn.
I just thought about it. That song was fire.
All right, Dre's talking about a song I made like 7 years ago. Maybe even longer than that. It was probably 7-8 years ago. I made a song called The Mask, which was like an adult version of the Goosebumps Haunted Mask. That song has since been pulled from the internet. It does not exist on the internet. But if I get enough emails and texts and DMs about this, it'll be on next year's Halloween special. How about that? I am going to shoot. I'm shooting myself in the foot by saying this now, because I'm going to actually get these DMs. And then next year, I'm going to be tight that I got to play it. So if you want to hear The Mask, if you want to hear the gritty Halloween song, The Mask, then I will play it next year. But I need to get a big demand for it. My favorite Halloween song is Wicked Halloween by Insane Clown Posse. Say what you will about ICP, but let me tell you this right now. A lot of people probably don't know this. They make a Halloween song every year since 95. Or maybe even earlier than that, probably 94. They've made a Halloween song every single year. And I enjoy many of them on my playlist. And I will probably end this podcast with Wicked Halloween. So that's my favorite one. My nephew said Thriller was cringy, by the way.
Wow.
I showed him the video. He said, oh, this is cringy. It sucks. And I wanted to say, boy, you watch the cringiest shit on the face of the earth. He's 8 years old and he watches, you know, like guys run away from cartoon characters on YouTube. Oh my God, they're going to come. They're going to kill us. It's like the wackiest, cringiest bullshit. He watches like all these family vlogs that do stuff for toddlers and stuff. And I'm like, you have the nerve to tell me that Thriller is cringy right now? You're bugging, my guy. You are bugging. I don't like Thriller as much. I think it's like very overrated to me personally. It's not on my Halloween playlist. I'll probably play it one time every season. That's it. Then I play.
I grew up on it though.
Yeah, okay, you grew up on
a special place.
You're more of an MJ fan than me, so I can respect that. I know you're waiting for this one. Favorite costume as a kid? Gotta name one. What is the top costume you dressed up as?
This is an easy one. I was waiting for this one.
So
when I was in pre-K, I wanted to be a vampire, right?
Yeah.
So my mom got me the whole vampire shit. I had a long ass red and black cape. I had face paint so you could paint my face as a vampire. It was pre-K and kindergarten. So
2 years in a row.
The same costume. Mm-hmm. We had like the fangs. We had fake blood tablets, so I bite on it and it just makes the blood ooze down the side of my mouth. I had all of that. So I go to class, I go to pre-K very next day, like it's on Halloween. As soon as I walk in the room, everybody started screaming. They was running away from me.
Did you have a white makeup on?
Yeah, I had the white makeup on.
I wish you had a picture of this. I wish you had a picture of this.
I wish I had a picture.
Did you do the triangle on your forehead that some people do? The black triangle?
I don't think I had a black triangle, but I had like the white. The blood. I had something else on my face. I had the white makeup, something else. I forgot what. And I had the blood. And I remember how blood tastes. It tastes weird. And I had the fangs. And I had like a whole, like the whole costume.
Yeah.
I remember like in the daycare, there's like a lot of steps you walk up. So I was walking up them steps. As soon as I entered the classroom, I just remember this little girl screaming. And everybody ran
from
like the front of the class to the back of the class. And they were scared. I had to take some of it off.
What? You told this story in the YouTube channel one time and I was stunned. What kind of fucking kids are these that they're afraid of a vampire costume?
I don't know.
Are you serious? Bro.
Pussies. That's what they were.
Pussy ass kids, man. Like, what? I could see if you came in there with like a Freddy mask. Something. A vampire costume? No. That's ridiculous. So I had to think about this one because obviously I've had many Halloween costumes. My favorite one had to be, though, the time I dressed up as Terry Funk. Now, a lot of you may not even know who that is, so you got to Google who it is. But Terry Funk is an old wrestler, an old hardcore wrestler from ECW. So I had long hair at the time, so I slicked my hair back. If you're looking at a picture of him, then you'll understand. I slicked my hair back, put a bandana on. I ended up getting an ECW shirt that came with an ECW DVD. I think I got like One Night Stand or something like that. And it came with a long ass ECW. It was like an XXL. So I had to cut it. So I cut this ECW shirt up, ripped it up, put fake blood on my face. And then I got a bat, a little bat. And remember, what's his name? Were you there for the art teacher before Jason?
No, I wasn't.
What was his name? I know Tyler will fucking know.
Of course Tyler.
Tyler will know the art teacher 10 years before him. Mm-hmm. But there was the art teacher before Jason. I was talking about it. Actually, that guy went to a few ECW shows. So once I said I was going to be Terry Funk, he gave me this type of wire that looked just like barbed wire. And it's not barbed wire. So I wrapped it around the bat, and now I had a barbed wire bat. I had the whole gimmick. I had the blood, the bandana, the ECW shirt, the bat. And I think I might have taped my hands up. I'm not sure. So I walked around with my mom. I was really young. I was probably like in fifth grade, and I walked around trick-or-treating. Then, this doesn't go with that costume, but that same night, I went home, cleaned up, put a Michael Myers mask on, and went out with my sister and got a whole new bag. So I went out twice that year.
That sounded like a lit Halloween.
Yes. So that was my favorite costume as a kid. Terry Funk. Everybody was probably like, who? Who the hell is that?
Who?
This is an interesting question I thought of. What costume did you miss out on? Like, was there a costume that you were like, damn, I never got to be this guy, or I always wanted this, but my parents never got it for me? Do you have anything like
that? I definitely
do. Which
was? The costume that you changed into.
Michael Myers?
So let me tell you. I told my mom I wanted to be Michael Myers for Halloween, right?
Right.
She goes out and buys me a Michael Myers mask. You see me doing quotations?
Yeah.
Instead of a Michael Myers mask, it was a fucking Jason mask.
Oh, no. Oh.
So I had this mask on.
Wait, was it the Jason mask that is the white one that every kid gets? That it wasn't really a Jason mask? Was it just a hockey mask? And everybody, oh, it's a Jason mask?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I always hated that mask.
No, so at first, I didn't notice it. I was just like, yeah, I'm Michael Myers, right? And she got me like a fake long machete. So I'm like, oh, shit, I'm really Michael Myers. Oh, yeah, you know how you got the butcher's knife?
Yeah.
So I'm like, butcher's knife, machete, same shit.
Same shit. Man, how old were you?
I had to be like 7 or 8.
Oh, okay.
So So then, like, I'm like, wait, this don't really look like Michael Myers. And then I think I watched Halloween that night.
And you were like, this is not Michael Myers at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn. So how was that Halloween night? You just got over it?
Yeah, I just got over it, but.
I'm Jason now. Yeah. I'm the knockoff Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you always miss, I mean, but you can still get a Michael Myers mask.
Yeah, I want to get
We got to get you one. I gave you the kids one. That was for my head because mm-hmm. My head has always been too small to wear Michael Myers masks. So one year I got the one that was for kids. It was like an actual good one for kids. Mm-hmm. But the benefit of that is you always pay less. Yeah, so whenever I buy a hockey jersey, I have to buy kids. I paid like $20, $30 less. So the Michael Myers mask, I paid like nothing for that. This is not something that like we couldn't get, but for some reason I never got it, and I think I know why. So I always wanted to be Ghostface with the blood streaming down the face. But I was Ghostface one year. But I, for some reason, didn't get the bloody Ghostface, and I think it was because everybody had it. And I was like, yeah. I really want to be this Ghostface, but literally every fucking kid is dressed up as the bloody Ghostface.
Let me tell you something. You dodged a bullet with that one, because it will work for a little bit, but every single time, it will pop, and then the blood will just start leaking out.
Oh, no, leaking out of the mask?
Yeah,
the actual like front of the mask will pop?
No, like, so it was like a heart shaped thing.
Right.
Like an actual heart, not like the
Yeah. It was like a real human heart shaped pump.
Yeah, and you would pump it, and then like it was like a tube, and the tube will always come loose, and it will like it'll just start leaking out on your hand.
Oh, blood will come out from the bottom mm-hmm. where the tube will come out?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
no.
The bottom of the mask and then the thing. So it would be leaking out the bottom of your mask and on your side on the clothes.
So you had that mask?
I've had it. My brothers had it. My cousins had it.
And that's everybody why I didn't want to get it. Because every time I went mm-hmm. outside, everybody and their mother had that mask. Now I'll be bloody Ghostface. Because now nobody does it anymore. I don't see it anymore. Like, I see it around, but I don't see any adults wearing that.
I haven't seen that mask in years.
So next year, I'm going to get blood popping all over my damn suit. Because I might be bloody Ghostface next year. That one, I just never got it because, like, it was just so overdone. But I always wanted it. So I was regular Ghostface, which was also way overdone. Last question. What is your favorite memory from your Halloweens? Like, what is your favorite Halloween moment, favorite Halloween experience? Can you narrow it down to one? I had a hard time. You think you got one? Because I'll say mine before yours if you don't have one.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. I have every kind of Halloween memory you could think of. I've been to parties. I've been to parties. I went trick-or-treating. I've been to the haunted houses on Halloween. I've done it all. So it was very hard for me to narrow it down. But if I had to say, I framed it like this. If I can relive one of them, which one would it be? It would be the time I went to Terra Scream Park with Tashim, Clay, and Eddie. That was my favorite. Terra Scream Park was the best haunted house I've ever been to. I've been to Eastern State Penitentiary, which is one of the scariest haunted house attractions you could go to. But for some reason, there is some type of magic in Terra Scream Park that I cannot put into words. I went one year, so there was two things that happened when I went. One, the first thing was I wore brand new Jordans. And I didn't realize that this was built on a mini golf course, right? So they built the haunted houses, but there was no floor because they would just take them down. So I guess it rained the day before, and I stepped in the first house, my brand new Jordans, just covered in mud. Covered in mud. I think those were like my first and last Jordans, actually. I really never got Jordans after that. But I loved that pair of Jordans. I wouldn't even know. They were black with gray and red. It was like black Jordans with gray, and I think they had like little dots of black in the gray, and then it had red all on the bottom. It was mostly black, but with gray and red on the sides.
I gotta look those up.
So as soon as I step in mud, that was the scariest part of the night. Then we got to go into this tunnel, with me and all the rest of the guys, like four of us, and it's pitch black, and we're trying to make it through the tunnel, and we eventually just go, we can't even find the way, so we have to back out, and then they gave us a secret door. Because we couldn't even find the way to get out of there. And we were just all crammed in there. We're like, nah, we're getting the fuck out of here. So we just turned back. The best thing about that night, we went with Clay's cousin, actually. Forgot to mention her, but she's an integral part of this story. She was terrified all night. And I have never, in my years of going to a haunted house, I've never seen this happen. So we go through the regular house. We go through another one. We get to the clown house, big circus tent. For some reason, we're walking down into the house. Probably we get into the second room, we get into the third room. And I just see the clowns coming towards us. And I'm like, this is not normally what happens. Usually you walk by and they jump out at you. Or maybe the one come towards you. But it was like it was lunch break. They just kept coming from out of their rooms. Usually they stay in their assigned room. So they're coming and they are chasing down Clay's cousin, this girl. It's like they smelled the fear when she walked in. So from way back at the end, I see this huge, like, 6-foot clown, and I'm like, where the fuck are they going? They're going right for Clay's cousin, and you know what we did? We left her in there. We didn't even think. We didn't even think. We just left, and she eventually caught up with us, and she was, like, so tight. She was so mad that she didn't even go in the next house. She was done. She was so terrified. Bro, when I tell you, I've never seen that before. I've never seen that happen before. That was insane. That was one of my favorite Halloweens ever, especially because I don't think I expected it to happen. I think they just like, yo, you want to go to Terror Scream Park? And I was like, yeah. And it was on Halloween. And I believe we trick-or-treated before that too. So we got candy and then we went to TSP. There great. And we never went again, which is heartbreaking.
Trick-or-treating as an adult.
Never went again. Yeah, that was the time I was saying I trick-or-treated in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my favorite Halloween memory.
Cool. Your favorite Halloween memory reminded me of mine. So, well, you know, I've never been to a haunted house.
You never been to the attractions? That's kind of weird because you're my friend, and I would have thought I would have brought you one before.
Yeah, no. And I've had opportunities to go to haunted houses around here. My niece had a haunted house in like her dance center. Yeah, like her after school program, and she was a part of it, and they said it was actually scary.
That's kind of wild that you never went to one. I didn't know that about you.
I wanted to go to one, but I was like, nah. But then as I got older, I was like, damn, I wish I went to a haunted house. I'm going to go one year, though.
We're going to go.
Yeah. Huh?
We're going to go. Now that you said that, we are fucking going.
We got to go. But my favorite Halloween memory, it's technically not on Halloween. It's the day after Halloween.
Oh.
I was supposed to go to Fright Fest on Halloween.
Right, which is cool. I've been to that.
But we missed the fucking bus to go there. Ugh. So we just went to a buffet and just went the next day. So it was me and my two sisters and a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine. So I was there with all girls. My sister, my older sister, she wasn't scared of it. But my friend and my little sister, they were petrified. It was my friend, she was standing at, like, she was so scared because it was like a zombie with a shovel.
Oh, I love those. Is that the one where they grind it on the floor? They go, yeah. And the sparks come up? That was the best. Mm-hmm.
And she did not want to move. And then I'm like, I'm leaving you. So I start walking. And then he sees me and he runs towards me with the shovel. And I see the sparks. And I'm just standing there. He gets in my face. And I'm like, okay.
Ain't doing nothing.
Like, I wasn't scared of that, but that was cool. And I just kept walking. He just looked at me, and she just ran, like, because we all left her, and she just started running.
Did you go in the graveyard? You remember the graveyard part? That's the best part of Fright Fest to me.
Yeah,
the graveyard is always lit. Like, there's mad people chasing you.
Mm-hmm.
They went this year. My nephew just went.
Yeah, you told me. I want to go to Fright Fest. That shit is fun.
I know. Next year, we'll go next year.
Yeah.
But she said it was like pretty packed, and I didn't want to go if it was that packed.
Mm-hmm.
That they were supposed to be like, you know, limiting the people because of everything going on. And my sister said that they did not limit anything. That there was people breathing down your damn neck. And I don't feel like walking around there with a damn mask on.
Yeah. So you can't do that.
That's the one thing I definitely missed this year is I didn't go to any attractions. I've been to the worst. Oh my God. There used to be one in Times Square called Times Scare. Wow. What a waste of $40. Did you go to that?
No.
Well, you said you never went to one.
Tell me about it.
Bro, I went with my girlfriend at the time. She was petrified. Absolutely petrified. I was laughing the whole time. It looked like a bunch of third graders doing it. Okay. And then they hit me in the head with a fake sausage in the butcher shop. And I should have fell and sued. I should have fell. They were probably already half bankrupt. So I would have took the rest of that fucking money. There was like a bar in there and like a that place sucked, dude. I felt so bad that she spent the money on that. She bought tickets to that. I got to do everything this year except go to a haunted house, except go to an attraction. Those are the best. But that is the end of our Halloween Q&A. Yeah! That was it. Wow. Very exciting questions. I mean, everybody wanted to know these questions. Everybody wanted to know these riveting questions. But I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too.
I can't say that I didn't like my Halloween season this year. We have another week to go, or another 4 days to go. I had a great time doing these Halloween episodes for everybody. Well, these horror-themed episodes. So we got the Ben Scrivens episode that's halfway about Halloween and halfway about business. So if you haven't heard that, go check that out. We also got the All About Michael Myers podcast, where we went deep. I was about to say balls deep into Michael Myers, but that wasn't going to sound good. That was not going to sound good at all. So we went deep into all things Michael Myers, the movies, the behind the scenes, the masks. Then we did 3 chilling ghost stories, which was one of my favorites to do because I love ghost stories, as I told you before. So if you have not listened to any of that, and go listen to Am I Haunted? That's another spooky. That was the first spooky one we did back like in, what was it, May? Something like that? June or July?
It was June and July. Summertime.
Yeah. It was June and July. So make sure you go check those out. And also check out the Gritty World YouTube channel because I have been vlogging. Yeah, I'm a vlogger now, at least for this month. At least for this month, I'm a vlogger. Just dropped the last vlog or the latest vlog called Chamberlain Coffee Made Me Twerk. If you haven't seen that, go check it out. And there are 3 vlogs before that. And they will be, no, 2 vlogs before that. And we got 1 more to go. So I am Mr. Consistent this month. Yeah, I may turn the work in late, like an hour before midnight. So technically right before it's the next day. But you know what? When you look at the stamp, the time stamp, it'll tell you it was Tuesday. It'll tell you Monday. It'll tell you the day it was supposed to be out. So it comes out the day it's supposed to come out. Just a little late. So just be patient with me, okay? I've had a lot of fun vlogging, honestly. We have 1 more to go. And I don't think I'm going to talk about this on the next episode because we have plans. But it was good to challenge myself to vlog. Because I've always wanted to vlog. And then I always had these excuses about why I couldn't vlog. Oh, I don't have the best camera, and I don't have adequate like lighting, and I don't really know what to do. I don't really know what to vlog about, which are general concerns. It's not like these are not, you know, valid points here. But you have your fucking phone, which is what I thought. You know, like we did the spooky corners with that nice camera, but that's not a camera I want to use all the time. I don't want to be walking around with that camera.
And we tried to vlog on that camera
and it sucked. Because we, not that the camera sucked, I don't know how to use it. I don't know how to use DSLRs. I don't want to figure it out. So what I did was I just took my phone out and I started to vlog with my phone, which is how I am probably going to do it for the foreseeable future. I enjoy it. You know, I had a lot of concerns, but this was a good time to kick all those negative thoughts in the ball sack. And say, listen, you're gonna vlog and that's it. And so far it's been working out. Things happen that I decide to film. Whether you believe they're entertaining or not, I don't know. That's up to you to decide. But if you haven't watched the vlogs, go check them out. All right, so that is it. Hopefully you enjoyed this Halloween special. Hopefully you enjoy the rest of your October and your Halloween. We will see you next week. Peace and love. Happy Halloween.
That don't even hurt. My blood won't squirt. It's rusty, dry. A millipede made its home in my eye. Y'all get by till a wicked Halloween. I'm howling, stray dogs following. I'm coming home, dead man walking. My feet flop, clown walking. With Mike, make the beat drop. It's been 25 years, I'm chewing on gum. Wait, I got none, I'm chewing on my tongue. Whoa, my leg snapped off at the knee. I beat a kid in the head with his fault as candy. Drag myself all the way to my old block. There go my old house, I go knock. Trick or treat, some chick opened it up. I stabbed her in the gut, started choking and slide. What happened to the wicked? The lid's coming off, son. A dead ninja got work to put in. And quite a few assholes to put a foot in. It's been 20 years, I wonder where my bitch at. My dick's still intact, I wanna hit that. Ain't shit funny, and this ain't a costume. I only live under the light of the moon. Looking for the bitch in the phone book. But my only one good eye, it won't work. Finally found the address, I'm going there. Looking like a big Yoda, but I don't care. Rang the doorbell with a dead ass rose. Long ass worm hanging out of my nose. My bitch got older, look like Mick Foley. I killed her, cause I refuse to die lonely. Come on, bitch.